Okay, basically, I was commissioned to come and tell you or remind you how horrible it is to collect tilted data by hand. So this is going to be probably familiar to those of you who have already done it, but hopefully informational for people who haven't collected tilted data. And basically, this refers to using single particle methods to obtain initial models. And I think that the folly required to collect tilted data manually has been known for a while, as can be seen in this famous Picasso drawing. And in fact, this drawing is the one that gave rise to the expression tilted, tilting at windmills. So there are basically two geometries of data collection for single particle approaches for initial model generation, and those are the random conical tilt and orthogonal tilt geometries. So here we have the particles sitting on our grid, and what we'll do is we'll tilt the stage in one direction. In the case of random conical tilt, we'll go as far as we can. In the orthogonal tilt case, we go to 45 degrees. We then tilt the stage to the second direction, so 0 degrees for random conical tilt, and 45 degrees in the other direction for orthogonal tilt. And I won't say anything more about the difference because the goal in these two cases is exactly the same. You want to collect two images that have the largest amount of overlap in the field of view. So the first thing that is critical when you do this manually is you want to make sure that your sample is eucentric. So that means aligning your actual sample with the goniometrical tilt axis shown by the black dot here, and this is your copper grid with, let's say, continuous carbon on your particles, so that when you shine the beam, you will get this part of the sample. You will then tilt, and the illuminated part remains the same. If your sample is not eucentric, then when you tilt, you actually find yourself in this situation, and this data is useless. So this is an important and somewhat annoying part of the calibration that you have to do sort of continuously as you move around the grid. The other point that will be sort of shown overly dramatic way by this slide is that the sample doesn't look the same when you tilt it. So this is a projection of your untilted sample. Then we tilt it in two directions, and what you see, things don't look the same. And I think that the most important thing is that the grid bars and their eclipsing make things sometimes look quite different. So how do you find the same area again after collecting the first tilt? And that's the most difficult part when you're doing this manually. So let's go through the different types of grid that you can use. So the simplest one would be continuous carbon on a copper grid. Let's say you took the first image there and you want to go back there. Basically, unless you have some sort of major landmark, either your particles are very large or you have dirt or fiduciary marks, it could be quite hard to get exactly the same field again. If you use commercially available grids, such as Quantifoil, C-flats, or protochips, then you have fabricated holes, so you at least narrow down your search. But the problem here will be illustrated by this movie that Craig gave me, and that shows a single square being tilted from minus 55 to plus 55. And here you can see that holes either appear or disappear as a consequence of the eclipsing of the grid bars. And you can see that this could be a problem when you're trying to find the same hole again. And this will be shown here. So when you tilt, depending on what direction you tilt in, what you thought was your upper left hole may not be the same anymore. And again, unless you have really marks that you can remember or have taken a picture of, it wouldn't be trivial to go back to those. A way of getting around that I've used in my own work is to use homemade Holy carbon grids, where the unique pattern of holes allows you to go back to the same hole again. But as we've heard yesterday, there are many reasons why one might want to use these commercially available grids, so this is certainly a very non-ideal solution to do this. So there are two ways in which you can collect tilted data. Either you collect one pair at a time, which means you go into one tilt, take that image, then go to the other tilt and collect the second one, then go to the next area and repeat that, or you collect all the tilted images first, then untilt or go to the second tilt and collect the second set. The advantage of this first one is that it's easier to find the target area. The problem is that you have to deal with drift because you're tilting continuously, so it takes longer, both because of you have to wait for the drift to stop and because you're tilting continuously. If you collect all one set initially and then the second one, you have higher stability, but then it may be harder to find the same area again after you've collected, you know, a dozen or so at one tilt and have to go back. And in both cases, bookkeeping could be quite challenging in terms of, you know, knowing which two micrographs correspond to the same area. And I think the worst part is that this is horribly boring, and no one should have to do this by hand. So I guess no one is going to be very shocked if I say that the solution to all this is to automate it.